Life.
Welcome to all our listeners. Welcome to It's a Mom's Life here with Denise and Tando on Hello. Active FM. It's another beautiful week with new mercies and yes. God's love all the way, right, Dee?
It is.
Last week, we had a wonderful time talking about mom versus dad mm-hmm. parenting styles. And we shared from our experience and what that looked like in our homes.
Yeah.
It was quite funny and also eye-opening how both parents are so needed in a child's life.
Definitely. So, yes, this week is going to be even more fun. We are going to be chatting about your kids' personalities. And just how to handle them. Some are emotional and others are mm-hmm. what I would term hardcore, or that would be Tundle's term. They don't need any attention. In fact, they don't want any attention. I have a bit of both. So Tundle has three, so I don't know which of these, you know, fit her profile kids. But let's find out, shall we?
Hot presenters.
Ha. This is Gavin Ensign.
The best topics.
How do you turn your house from being just a normal home to a five-star hotel?
What hotel music?
Say you love me tender.
The most entertaining presenters.
You are in the movie show.
And in your left corner you have Ryan.
And in your right corner you have Dash.
Everything you could ever want in radio.
Radio has never been better.
Before we get into my three little beautiful children, when we share these stories, we're sharing from our own experiences. We're not psychologists or any experts in the topic,
yep.
but we do share from, you know, from the kids and whatever we've experienced with them in our own life.
Yeah.
So as Denise said, I have three, and I think on the previous show I did tell you that I call them Monkey See, Monkey Do, and Copycat, because they were all in the same womb. But they are all different. They all yep. have different natures and they are all different in their personalities. Monkey C, who is Mika, my firstborn child, I don't know if it had anything to do with the fact that he was my first and I didn't have any experience in motherhood. But yo, that means hectic for those who don't know what yo means. That's hectic. He was a difficult child from birth. And Pastor Gav, who's our senior pastor, likes to make fun of me and he used to say, I took 40 days and 40 nights to give birth to this child in the hospital. Because it felt like it was that long. So from his arrival, it was hectic. And the delivery was hectic. And he was born to the earth.
Yeah.
And from the time I took him home, he was a crying baby. He was not like a crying here and there type of child. But crying for hours type of baby.
Yeah, that's right.
And people, you know, would tell me, you know, maybe give him grape water, give him colic drops, try this and try that, you know, to calm him down yeah, yeah. and all of these things. But this child was not taking anything in. He was like, I am here. I have arrived 40 nights and 40 days later. So nothing was easy with Mika. And when he was a baby, that was obviously the crying and the tantrums. And when he was a toddler, oh well, when you got to the toddler stage, because he's 7 now, well, turning 7 in a few weeks. So he was a crying baby, but toddler, he was now a child who was difficult.
Yeah.
So his will was starting to show now, his attitude, and he was intense. If it's happiness, it's at that level. If it's anger, it's at that level. So we'd have, you know, angry outbursts and dramatic tantrums from him, and he wanted his way or the highway. And as a mom, I don't know about you, Dee, if your yeah. child, you know, challenges you, you think, what? I am the mother. It's either my way or the highway. And the child is also like thinking, my way or the highway. Now there's the two wills also struggling in the house because
yes.
you're the mom. Trying to show that I'm the mom. And the child is also trying to show, listen, I also have a say here. So it was never like a pretty scenario when you find the two of us at it, or, you know, me trying to get him to do what I want him to do and him thinking that, no, I'm not going to do that. So he was extra passionate. He still
yeah.
is. And thinking at some point that, am I raising a brat? Because at some point you think, why would this child not listen? Am I raising like a spoiled brat? What is going on? So I had no idea. And luckily, I mean, we've always mentioned Pastor Vicky in the show, who's our pastor, and she also raised a strong-willed child. So it was very helpful to speak to her in terms of, you know, how to handle this child, because she's also raised a strong-willed child in her own home. So that was helpful, which I'll share later just now.
Yeah. So I get really confused with strong-willed children, or, you know, the term strong-willed child. Up until last night, so this is you know. So my kids are very different, but I think they both have a little more strong will in them, you know, different types. But if I can choose, I would say Joshua is the chosen one with the strong-willed personality. And last night, it just confirmed that for me. So he cried to no end when he was born. And even to this day, he will manipulate me by crying. Sometimes not really Ryan, but me, he will manipulate. So that whole thing about, you know, when the child gets all feisty, you know, it's my will against your will. Sometimes I'm like, I just want to drop my will right now. So that's the point I get to. But I know that, you know, from our pastor's experience, she's like, no, you stay strong-willed, because the child needs to know. So, you know, he would manipulate me when he cries. You know, I'm getting better at noticing this every day. But he does not let go. If he wants something, he wants it, and he will ask and ask and ask. Yep. If he doesn't get it, he will begin the waterworks, which is crying, for anyone that doesn't know that. It is a very uncomfortable feeling. How do I deal with this, you may ask? Well, sometimes I fail when I'm in a hurry. So I'm like, okay, just shut up, just like take it, just like, you know, when you're in a hurry. And not thinking otherwise. Otherwise, I stay calm. And if anyone knows me, I don't stay calm often. But my husband has trained me well. And if Daddy gets home, well, then it's over. Because Daddy begins that low tone with discussions. Yes, and then, you know, he handles it. But, you know, even with, like, my little situation last night, I had to, like, cut the screaming out. You know, you just have to, like, switch off your brain, because the child wants his way. And it was very funny. So, you know, there was a point where Joshua used to go to school, and he would walk into school, but he would cry, like, a lot. And the teacher eventually said to me, you know, is he disciplined at home? And I was like, what do you mean, is he disciplined at home? I'm like, I was like so offended. But I realized that he needed not a little bit more discipline, but he needed a talking to. He needed to understand that he couldn't get his own way all the time. And I promise you, one conversation, I kid you not, that night I spoke to him in my low tone, and I warned him not to do it, and the very next day he was fine. Like, and every other day after that, he was fine. I was like, oh my word, he actually manipulated me all this time.
Sure.
So it just shows the strong-willed child needs that bit of a discipline. But anyway, we're going to get into a song, and the song is called I Belong to You by Saya Lesh and Tommy Favored.
Yo, this is Jay Solo, and you're locked into Active FM. Make sure you keep it locked.
Thank you.
I read a book a few years ago. I can't remember the name of the book now. But actually the book said all kids have a strong will, you know, personality sometimes. But some kids exhibit the certain characteristics consistently than the other kids. With Mika, I had to learn not to crush his spirit. Instead of screaming at him or shouting at him, and one of the words that I used to use a lot was the word stupid. If I'm correcting him or, you know, trying to get a point, I was saying, this is stupid, or like the S word was like the word that would come out of my mouth very quickly.
Yeah.
And I remember at some point when he started using that word to his sister.
Wow, when, okay.
And I realized quickly that, oh my goodness. this is not the way to do it, clearly not, because when he would then say to his sister, I didn't...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's not the right thing to say, but I was now using that to try and correct him. So with him, I had to first of all learn that. And also understanding his temperament would help me handle the situation better now. I mean, I haven't arrived. Not at all when it comes to this. But it's actually much, much better, as Denise was now giving an example with Joshua, that you speak to the child. And before... I mean, I didn't have the patience to speak. It's like, who speaks to a child? You just tell the child what they need to do, and they do it. Now, having to sit down and I'll talk through the situation and, you know, and asking questions, what happened, you know, what did you do? Asking questions like that. And then once they tell you, no, this is what happened, now you explain why they can't do that. Or, for example, with the word stupid, why you can't call your sister stupid. Because I say so.
Yeah.
Because sometimes as moms, that's what we tend to say, because I said so. But when a child is strong-willed, kids are very smart in general. And I think how you handle them, they sort of also replicate that to how they will treat their friends or their siblings if they're in the house or whatever. So it's important that we do that correctly. And I'm still learning this, and I had to learn this the hard way, because my child would say wonderful things to Myra, because she was the closest to him, you know. And I had to first of all learn, don't crush his spirit by using words like stupid, moms, please. I did that. I made that mistake.
Yeah.
Or using other words. I don't know what other words that, you know, parents would use when they're angry. Hopefully not swear words, please. We Christians.
Yeah,
but just learning that don't scream out of frustration and anger, and then you say words that will break down your child's spirit.
Yeah, so I think I agree with you know, crushing a child's spirit is not an option. And we so often do this, many of us, and it's just about being mindful of this, you know, mindful of what you're saying. I know I had to learn it as well. It's awesome sitting with our pastor, and you know, you should be doing that too. And in those moments, you tell her what you said, you know, to your child. She would be like, well, try not to say that, try and say this. And it's like, oh, why didn't I just think of that? But it's in a different way. It's explaining to your child exactly what they need to know instead of getting, like Tundle said, irritated with them. For example, on that word, for example, instead of saying, I'm so disappointed in you, say, I know you can do better than that because God put it inside of you. So you see, you're giving them a, you can do, you can. Not, I'm so disappointed.
Not, you stupid.
Yes, that's true. Definitely not. Or, I hated when you. Instead of saying, I hated when you, say, you can do this and then explain why. Sorry, you can't do this and then explain why. So you can't hit your brother because you can't. Because, so explaining why. Or, and I have said this before, don't judge me, you are irritating me. So when I said this, Ryan was actually with me in the car, and immediately he said, you can't say that. And I didn't know why. I was so frustrated, and I was like, but he is, he's irritating me. Well, because it's a word that will give your child the impression that you are rejecting him. You see, it's rejection. And if someone thinks I irritate them, I'll automatically draw back into my little hole. That's what I do. That's what I would do. And I know that Josh is very much like me, and that is what he will do one day. He may not do it now, but he will do it one day when he realizes, hang, if I'm irritating, that means there's something wrong with me. So instead, say, now, this is life-changing. Instead, say something like, nothing. How about saying nothing, moms? So I actually thought to myself,
life-changing indeed.
Yes, it is life-changing. Don't say anything. If you are irritated or frustrated, say nothing. And sort your frustration out first and get out of the flesh and then address your child. That's one thing I have learned with a child that can be very sensitive. Don't react. Rather, discipline yourself before disciplining your child, especially if they are young, because this helps not to crush the child's spirit. Yes, I think even with Caleb, I have to do the opposite though. So I have to really work myself up at times, you know. Obviously it's controlled, not frustrated, because he tends to not care about reprimanding. In fact, he does this whole thing where he blinks his eyes as he looks away from you, and then like as if like whatever, dude. But now we have learned this tactic that he actually doesn't like it when we are angry with him. So you can scream and shout, but if you're genuinely angry, not irritated or frustrated, I'm not talking about irritated, but like angry, like if I can use the word almost disappointed, he actually picks that up. We tend to put him in his room and he's naughty, and then he realizes, wait, maybe I won't do that again, you know? So we don't need to shout, in essence. We just need to sort of discipline him in a different way, because shouting really doesn't work. He's just like, whatever, peace sign, kudos to you. You know, I can do what I want. But when you disciplining him in a different way, like putting him in a little corner or in the room, whatever, timeout, then he realizes, okay, maybe I shouldn't do that. So yes, those are my two. Tandor is probably going to talk about some others later, but let's kick into a song by Brett Perkins called Never Far Away.
I'm prone to wander and I know it, leaving the one I love behind. Remind my heart this very moment, your love pursues me through the night. You are never far.
Me. better.
All right, now with my second child, right, who is Monkey Doo, Myra. With her, she does have her moments of being strong-willed, but not as much as Mika. But yeah. One thing with her is her stubbornness that, like, stands out for me. It's amazing. My goodness, it's beautiful to watch. And with her, you can hit her. She will not even, like, cry, like, dramatically, like Mika, you just need to threaten that you're going to hit him. And he's like, Myra just looks at you, sometimes rolls her eyes, sometimes folds her arms, like just waiting for you to take some action, like, okay, do whatever you need to do.
That
like,
sounds
do
like
it now. So she, I don't know if it's because she's a girl as well, like I find that she has more attitude with
probably
her behavior. Yeah. I don't know what to call it, but it's intense, man. So with her, you can hit her, you can put her in the naughty corner. I remember at times putting her in the naughty corner and she'll be sitting there, standing there, folding her arms and tapping her foot, but facing the corner. Yeah. Like she's like, okay, when will this be over?
Yeah.
So and I remember like with her, I'll get more emotional as well because why is she not taking me seriously? Yeah. You know, why is she not sitting there and crying like, you know, the boys would sit there and be, like the world is ending. Yeah. And she's standing there like, whatever, can we finish with this? So I noticed that with her. And I also made a mistake because when she's like that, I also want to go up a notch because I always wanted to also be the winner because, you know, I'm the mom. So I need to win this war. And it's actually now that she's getting older, I'm also learning to also have those conversations with her.
Yeah,
so it's not just with the strong-willed child, but even with a child who's maybe a stubborn, a girl who's probably maybe more emotional like me as well.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what makes me also like so hyped up even more. Like, how do you just roll your eyes or walk away or stand in the naughty corner like nothing is happening to you? So she might not be as dramatic as Mika, but she's definitely stubborn. She's definitely more compliant than Mika as well. But there's obviously those times where I have to also like sit with her. My girl, come sit with me. And we also now speak to you, you know, what she did. Why did she do it? Why did it happen? It's always somebody else's. It's always Mika did this. You know, when you're a second child, you have someone to blame.
Yes.
But also the first child is also someone to blame. So it's also saying, you know, I don't always blame him.
Yeah.
If he did the wrong thing, then come tell me. And then I'll deal with don't now find your own way of doing, because with Myra, she'll find her own way of solving the situation with Mika, for example.
Yeah.
And she's very quick with her hand. Eh? She's definitely like me.
Sure.
So she just like throws her hand or throws a punch or throws, because that's how she feels like she can handle the situation, and which is not the right way of handling the situation.
Yeah.
And also as a mother, be the one who leads that conversation, because before it wouldn't be I'm leading, I'm just like, I don't know, overwhelming and in charge, but not actually just leading the conversation to a place where, you know, your child understands you and you're also not freaking out of control.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're like, huh, there's a better way of actually handling things.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, I haven't arrived.
Yeah.
But I can tell you over the years, it's actually getting much, much better how I handle the kids.
Yeah.
And how we handle conflicts within between the two of them, or conflict, anger, you know, issues or fights or whatever the situation might be. Because we're learning, and, you know, the better we know, the better we do.
Yeah. Again, I think just to reiterate, so moms, it's a thing of being mindful, not getting flustered, disciplining yourself first before you discipline your child.
Absolutely.
That's what it comes to. So who doesn't know this verse, Matthew 19, verse 14? It says, Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. He didn't say, let the compliant children come to me or the good children come to me. He said, let the little children come to me. And we should have the mindset that Jesus had. It doesn't matter how they are or what they did. Let your child know that they can always come to you no matter what. And even if that means, saying sorry sometimes, moms, it's okay to say sorry, you know. But yes, the biggest thing is that we love our children even when they are difficult. Like I said earlier, first discipline yourself to be unfrustrated rather than discipline your child out of frustration.
That's good.
Great. Well, that was a great topic. We hope you have a good week, and we will see you next week. So we're going to be shooting out here with Reactive, with the movement Eternity Reimagined.
Up to the truth, brilliant light through the darkness. you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.